Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Get up, show. Welcome, everybody, to the Simon Says Podcast, episode 251. This is amazing.
We went over the 250 mark.
Yay! And good day. No, it's just Maddie and Charlie, Sean, off today. It was too rainy, and he stayed home, which I don't blame.
Dude, it has been pouring down rain for like 3 days. But the temperature, one day it's freezing and raining. The other day it's 60 and raining. I don't know what to do when I go outside every day.
But you say freezing, but it's not really because it's not actually freezing. Because can you imagine how much snow we would have had yesterday, especially, and today?
Well, that, and thankfully we don't have like freezing rain, which black ice and all the things. But it's still, anyway, the weather for the past few days has really sucked.
I just want snow.
I know. And
I want
what's
so
even
bad.
Worse is that Facebook memories from 2018 popped up.
I know.
And on this day, we got like a foot of snow.
Yeah. No, it was back in 2018. They FMY was doing their anniversary and they're like looking back in time. So like they showed the other day, it was a super kind of creepy the tree lighting ceremony from 1963 or something like that.
Oh, that I love Greensboro. Those.
And it was just like, wow, that's a good looking event. But they were showing the video of that snowstorm. And I remember it had hit Atlanta and we were like, oh, no, this is coming for us.
Here it comes.
And we saw it coming, but we were here. And I think everybody had left at that point. I think you had gone, or maybe you had gone to a hotel nearby.
When I want to say that one was on a Friday because I went ahead and went home.
Okay.
I wasn't at a hotel. I went home.
Because Sean had left before, like it had started to snow and Sean had went ahead and left. And I was here and my kid was off school. So she was with me because I think we knew we had to get in, get out.
Yeah.
And I pushed it to like the very last moment. And I remember it was crazy sketchy to even get
because I had to drive across, you know, from here to where I live in Lexington. And I remember at the time I had a Hyundai Elantra GT, so it was a little lower to the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to stay in the ruts and trying to not get it caught in the ruts and getting so mad at people who would drive too slow because there's like that happy, happy spot. You have to drive just fast enough to not get stuck.
It's all about momentum.
But not so fast that you spin. So I remember the whole drive home just like, I can get there. I can get there the whole way. But the pictures from it, it was beautiful. It was glorious.
It was so cool. And I remember my kid and I left. I was driving my Jetta still.
Yeah.
And I tried to go one way and realized like I would have to go up a hill. So I thought there's another way you can leave out of here to get to 40. And I'm like, well, I don't have to go up a hill that way. Well, unfortunately, there is a hill where other people were going up and then somebody had gotten stuck sideways in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So I pulled over and I told my kid to hang on and I went to go try to help get them out of the road. The guy was just flooring it,
spinning.
Just spinning and spinning and spinning. And I'm like, dude, stop. You're not, it's not working. Just chill. Rock it. Let's go. So we're coaching him. So then here I am out there. So Sean had left and he was worried and wanted to make sure I got out of here safe. And so he called and my daughter answered my phone in the car. Hello? And he's like, hey, where's your dad?
He's outside.
So he's like, he got all freaked out.
Helping some guy get his car out.
Yeah. I still think it's funny. We had that our snowstorm of 2024. When I walked outside and we had a millimeter of snow.
Yeah, but so what has happened? You were just saying you had a Jetta. And I had a Hyundai Elantra, and now we both have like SUV type vehicles. Yeah. Hasn't snowed since.
Yeah, my car, my Explorer has a setting. It has a setting for snow.
Mine does too.
Actually, it has a setting for lots of weather that I don't think it's ever been designed to go in. But
the thing is, like, I've got all wheel drive and, you know, all the things, and I've never been able to use any of it because it has not snowed significantly.
You know, it's crazy.
Since I got it.
So the boy's up in Boone, and he called the other day, and he's like, "Oh, great, it snowed, and I can't get my car up the road." So I went out and bought him. I was like, "Where's the there's a Lowe's near you, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." So I ordered him snowmelt, a shovel, like a bunch of like gear, like basic gear. And then I got on the phone and I was like, I never got a chance to teach you how to drive in the snow because we haven't had snow since you've been driving. And I was trying to explain to him about like, it really is a matter of momentum. Like if you start going, and that's what's hard is that people get nervous and stop or slow down. Mm-hmm. And it actually, what you really need to do is just kind of keep going and plowing forward.
Yeah.
And then like rocking,
but
how to
don't,
rock the
just
car
don't
and,
try to go too fast.
No. And then, you know,
stopping is your enemy.
I mean, I remember growing up and I've probably told this story before, but like my dad would take me to a parking lot and say, go and then stop, mm-hmm. and, you know, practice. This is what it feels like when the car slides, mm-hmm. and then how to drive through a skid, like the proper way to actually, you know, how to turn into it, how to gas through it, you know, to pull yourself through instead mm-hmm. of letting it like dictate the slide. But again, these are all things that you learn over time, and now
well,
we don't
but
have
you
snow.
Have to actually have some snow to learn
exactly.
how to drive in snow.
So now I feel bad. So I wanted to jump in the car and rush and go have a teaching moment with my giant baby. But, I saw this story a little bit ago. First of all, this is now the second time this girl has been in the news, and I think this is a crazy. This has come up a couple times. This is insanity that people think that this is like, oh yeah, no big deal. This TikToker who documented herself basically shoplifting from Target. So she was doing the thing where you scan something and then like pocket something else,
yeah.
like that kind of thing. And she got busted. Well, then she got back on TikTok and got busted again doing it.
Yeah, I feel like she has an issue.
You think?
Yeah, she needs to look into that.
But it's like, I don't understand.
I think the first time, if she'd only done it once, I would have thought she was just being really stupid trying to get TikTok views. But because she's done it again, I think this is not the first, nor second, nor 50th time that she's done this.
The best is she got busted at the same store. She went back to the same Target where she had already been famously busted, because that was the other thing. And I love that her viewer, like some of her followers were the ones that turned her in. Which I think is pretty rad.
Great.
But I don't understand, just, like, this, you know, I think it's part of the showing everything generation.
Yeah.
Like, everything is online. Everything mm-hmm. is content. You know, like, they were even saying the other day about, you know, it always comes up. I remember, like, a couple years ago, it's like, where they're talking about YouTuber was a big, you know, like, a future job. Mm-hmm. Like, kids, what do you want to be? I want to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Well, now how an influencer is a mm-hmm. thing. Like, oh, I want to be an influencer.
Right, exactly. The thing is, there are some influencers out there that have made a ton of money.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I don't believe it's a sustainable profession.
No, but it's also, I think the problem is they realize, like, generating quote-unquote content is,
oh, it's exhausting.
So then they start doing just anything. And then I think that's where it gets into like some real sketchy stuff, like, you know, the pranks that go bad. Or
yeah, totally. Well, Elise Myers, who is one of my favorite viral people out there, she, you know, just started off just making, she's a comedian and a singer, and she started off making these videos, and she was so funny that she started going viral. But one day she showed going behind the scenes of what she does to create new content. And she basically has a whole empty apartment that she uses as her office.
Yeah.
But she spends entire days setting these things up and recutting and reshooting and, you know, planning it and writing it and all the things. Like, it to do it well, it is a full-time job. It's not just, hey guys, I'm out here walking around.
Well, I also like, first of all, the entitlement of some people who are like, hey, you're going to want to go ahead and give this. I saw one where it was a dad calling a private plane, like a private jet company, and being like, yeah, listen, so my daughter is really a big deal. So we're going to need a jet from, you know, here to LA. And we're going to, you're obviously going to comp us.
Yeah. We're not going to pay for it though.
Yeah. And if you don't, then my daughter will, you know, tell her millions of followers never to use your service. And the guy was kind of like, okay, cool,
buddy. Like, her followers can't afford us. It's okay.
Yeah. I saw another one where this woman was, which I also love, she's filming herself and she's like, my meal is cold. And the waiter is like, yeah, we dropped it at your table like 10, 15 minutes ago.
You've been filming it.
She's like,
I'm
an influencer. And it's like, cool, cool.
Yeah.
That's not our deal. Like, it was hot when we gave it to you.
Right.
I just,
yeah. But see, but they also, that, and that's sad that one of the goals of being an influencer is to have the power to cancel someone or a restaurant or a whatever.
Because
that's just sad.
Oh man, did you see the one? And I don't know the guy's name, but he does, I guess, he does food reviews all over, and it's a big deal if he does it. So I guess he went to this place, and it's an older story. It's happened a couple of weeks ago, as my wife would say, old. But he was eating sushi,
yeah,
and he, you know, was filming himself eating it, and then people watching it went back and were like, "Dude, did you not see the worm?"
No, don't say that.
Why?
No, yeah. No. Stop talking right now.
Yeah, it was not good. And so he went back and saw it, and he actually went back and freezed it, and you could see.
Oh, stop. No, I never wanted to hear this. Rewind. Yeah. Take that out.
Ooh, so that's
get it out
even
of my
better.
Head.
I think that's even better.
Are you done?
Yeah, no, I'm done.
Okay.
But I think it's even better that like you didn't even realize something happened. It's like that whole idea of putting literally everything out there, but not even just putting out your life there, but then committing crimes and putting it out.
Well, yeah, that's insanity. I mean,
like, really, it's like, and you're like, how'd you find me? It's like, it's online.
Do you not realize that
I have
you
a video.
Literally document every minute of your life.
Hey guys, it's me. Look what I'm doing.
If
I'm
TikTok
stealing.
Would allow it, we'd probably see you in the bathroom. I mean, this is ridiculous.
That's Twitter. Yeah, X. That's weird. What was the... Sorry. So we were talking. I broke down and bought a lottery ticket.
Yes,
I brought four. Well, it's just easier to buy four
because it's big. But,
yeah,
right?
It's shoot. You know what? I think I threw it away. I think it's like 670,000, 570,000, million.
million.
Sorry,
thousand.
I did. Throw
but
it away.
Anyway, it's over 600 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
so
pretty
I'm back
great.
At it. Drawing is on Friday, so I think I have a good feeling about this. I think the universe knows that I really want this.
Uh-huh.
I think this is going to be my time.
Be a nice little boost before Christmas.
I did the multiplier. I will definitely, maybe give you guys some. Probably not a ton.
So.
Because I don't know. We'll see. A lot of jokes.
At first, I said, you can't do that because if you win the lottery and then you give us part of your winnings, then the whole show will quit. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't care. Give me $1 million, I'll be like, bye.
That really is a funny concept.
It's been like fun.
Yeah. So like in any job, not even just ours, it's like if you won, like if I win $500 million and then it's like I give you each a million. And it's like, yeah, I mean, that's probably not a lifetime, but that'll get me through a while.
Oh, that will hold me over for quite a while.
I think I could. Now, like, I could budget that out nicely.
Yeah.
But then that would be a funny thing. Like, if one person wins at an office and then gives, you know, coworkers stuff, and then suddenly everybody's out.
Do you know how long I've been living on this salary without winning the lottery? Like, I've had to actually come to work and get this salary.
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah.
Then... if I can certainly split up $1 million to last for quite a while.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean,
after that,
there's a couple of times I've realized I used to scoff at certain jackpots. I'm like, 34 million. I'm at that point now. And I think it has a lot to do with the holidays. Also
seeing how much money we're spending.
Yeah. Well, I also talked to my sister. She just had her review. She works, she works with a law firm. She's not a lawyer, but she works, you know, in.
Yeah. She's
law.
Important.
She does well. She just got a sweet bonus, and I was like, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. So you're going to take care of me later.
Right. You're going to buy me a nice present,
Wait, what's the meme from, like, they always show with Goonies, where it's Chunk looking at Sloth and he's like, you're going to live with me now. It's like, I want her to do that with me. And I'll be Sloth and I'll be like, okay, you guys.
So this woman, she won the lottery, actually. She won $50,000 from a scratch-off ticket.
That's cool.
And she has a boyfriend, but they don't live together.
Okay, so they're just dating, you know, yeah, whatever.
But he keeps making jokes on how she should spend her winnings, like basically saying, so now that we've been planning this trip, I guess I don't have to save for it anymore, assuming she's going to pay for it because she won some money.
Right.
Asking her to help pay off some of his credit card debt. And then when she said, no, I'm going to invest this, you know, whatever, he called her selfish and greedy.
Yeah. Okay. Real talk. If you're just dating somebody, not even living together, not even like you've progressed in the relationship, I'm with her on that.
Yeah, I think dating, oh, honey, you are making huge assumptions.
Now, when they have those stories where it's like a husband and wife kind of deal, like they've had them before where like the husband wins or the wife wins.
Well, I think you're entitled to it, whether, you know, because that happened during the marriage, unless you, I mean, can you put in a prenup? Oh, if I win the lottery, you can't have any.
You know, I love the idea of a prenup. Like, none of us live that kind of life. No. So it's like, that's never been, I've never even heard of that, and like having to work that out. But I like the idea of, you know, having to, like, if I was to suddenly inherit blank amount of money, or if I, you know.
Yeah. But what if you're like in a super committed relationship, but you're, you know, you live together, you've been together for not married.
I think then that is a little bit like, really? Like, we're not doing everything together now? Is that the deal? You know what I mean? Like, if you're already at that point where you're committed, but not the final commitment. Now, that is a little bit on him if you've been stringing her along, like stringing it along because you got cold feet. But I feel like, I think at that point, you got to kind of like give him a taste, right?
Yeah.
But although $50,000, though.
But do they get any say?
No, you get no say. I mean, wow. I say that.
If you love them, you'll share, but you don't have to.
I mean, I will say that if the person doesn't cut you in elite, like, or at least make it, you know, fun for both of you kind of thing. Like,
yeah, especially I think that with says 600 million. I mean, come on, jerkwad. What?
No, yeah, I mean, I think I do feel like that does, you know, it says a lot about the relationship.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it's, you know, it's, yeah. I mean, if you're together and you're committed, you don't need a legal piece of paper that says that you're together. So
I also
the
know
the decisions
like,
should be, you know, yeah, we do all this together. This is really our money too.
It's funny because I know
not your money, but it's our money.
Yeah. I know friends who like, they'll like say, hey, you know, like gambling money or like, you know, doing fantasy football and they win the pot kind of thing. And they're like, don't tell my wife how much I won.
Cause she'll want to spend it.
Yeah. And it's like, I kind of get that where it's like, this is my money. This isn't our money. This one's mine. It's like, I think there
Wait,
is
how
something
much can you win in fantasy football?
Oh, don't get me started. I got eliminated into my, so in
I
this,
need to start playing.
Well, in the one I do play where there's money into it, it's $100 a person. There's 12 guys. So at the end you could win $1,200. So that would have been nice. I've come mm-hmm. in second. I came in second 2 years in a row, and now I'm in second to last place.
Do you get anything for second?
So here's how that works. Yes and no. If the winner and if the last two guys want to make a deal to split it,
oh,
and however they want to do
it,
then they can make that call. I had done that, but then I didn't hold the guy to it. I also was just, I was bitter about the loss. I'm tired of coming in second, especially yeah. being that close to the cash. Cause I could really, I mean, $1,200 would be awesome right now. But yeah, it has to be decided between the, it's not like a set thing. Like first gets, you know, it should be. I mean, it'd be cool to do like first gets 100, even second gets 200, that kind of thing, but, or 1,000.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of that's the only one that has money in it. The one that I have no money is just for fun and with friends.
You probably win that one all the time.
No, you know, as much as I pay attention, fantasy is so hit or miss.
Because
it really is. It's so fluky. But no, I am doing really well in that one.
Of course.
Of course. I know. Of course, there's no cash on the line. I'll probably win it this year. Last year, I came in last, though. It was not a good year for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We were talking about that chick who keeps stealing stuff on TikTok. This is really kind of neat, a concept. So there's this clothing store, a boutique in California, Southern mm-hmm. California, and guy came in and stole a bunch of stuff on camera. And I'm sure they get that a lot. I bet people, I think crime is pretty high out west. And I think he pretty much just straight up walked in. It is a lot of people, too.
There are a lot of shoplifters because they don't think, the stores. The staff is trained not to go after them.
Yeah. A lot of time with the bigger chains, even this in a small boutique, by the time they try to do anything. And also it's like, we got bigger things to worry about. If you're calling the cops, they're like, yeah, we'll try to track the guy who stole a shirt. Well, what they did was they took his likeness off the security cam mm-hmm. and turned it into a clothing line called Wanted. And so it's his caricature. And I love it. I think that's actually a cool concept.
That's brilliant.
And I always I will say this too. I think any place that I was just in, I went to I'll tie this all together. I went to the Festival of Lights in downtown Greensboro last Friday mm-hmm. where they, close the streets and have music everywhere and, it's singing and lights and all the businesses are open and it's, it was a cool time and, Christmas. Yay. We got some shopping done. There's this one place called Design Archives, which is like, it's one of those stores that you walk in and it's all thrifty booths kind of thing. So you walk around and but they are very adamant about like, there's signs everywhere. You're being recorded. And if someone steals something, they get their picture up.
Yeah.
And I think that is my favorite.
I think
any place, like if you steal from somewhere, I love it when they put you on blast. There was one the other day where they busted someone dining and dashing and there was like two women at a restaurant, I think in Florida. Soccer. Mm-hmm. But then they put them all over social and I think they got butthurt. They're like, oh, how dare you put us on blast like that? It's like,
well, people have the misconception that you can't video me without my knowledge. You can't post my picture without my knowledge. That's not true. If you're out in a public place, I mean, maybe even in a private place, I don't know, but I can video you all day long. I can't make money off of you, but I can video you.
Yeah. I mean, you might get into some, like if I was to then take, video of a stranger and make fun of them, like that comes up where you're like, there's a certain line where.
But is that morality or is it illegal?
I don't know. Well, what was the one with the Playboy model? Remember, she filmed that lady in the locker room, or maybe because it was in the locker room of a gym, but she made fun of her and then I don't know if she got legally in trouble.
I think she got,
the court of public opinion, you're right.
Exactly, but I don't think she could, press any charges.
I think, I am all for any business, especially a small business.
Seriously, you committed a crime. Yeah. How are you going to sit there and say, you can't put me on blast?
No,
when I stole from you.
I really do like that, though. That the one with the people who the dining dash, that one made me so happy.
Oh my gosh.
I just, it's like we always play that clip, the good guys win clip on the show. And it really is. There's certain times where I'm like, it's like, really? You're going to steal, mom and pop or hand to mouth business or from a server or like. They're barely making tips and you're going to dine and dash
stealing from anywhere, even from Walmart, is bad because when you steal from Walmart, then you make the prices go up for the single mom with three kids who is barely getting by. So it's all bad, whether you're stealing from a big chain or a mom and pop.
I think public shamings are great. I
love the clothing line.
That really was one of my all time favorite things to see. You had something else. Okay.
The sad story.
Yeah.
Show my sad story about Moxie. Yeah.
Let's end this on a fun. Okay. So I had just seen, speaking of which, it was just on Fox 8 about how schools are realizing how more and more now kids are using AI to write papers, to, you know, like cliff notes on stuff.
Well, the young kids especially, they've grown up being able to ask Alexa questions.
Right.
You know, they can Google everything if they can get on a computer, but even just something as simple as, Alexa, what color is blue or whatever, you know, they've grown up being able to ask robots.
Yeah. Which questions. Is insane.
Yeah. Like to us, it's still kind of fantasy. I've gotten used to it, but it's still, if you go back, it's still kind of, wow, I can't believe we live in this type of world.
I don't like the AI. I'm not a fan of the idea of AI.
No.
I think it's a real slippery slope. But again, this is also someone who was raised on sci-fi and
oh, yeah, we've seen how it can go bad, and it will.
We're the Terminator generation. Like,
yes,
Cyberdyne
exactly.
is true. But
there's this AI robot that's called Moxie. And it's this cute little kind of round, fat robot with a screen that has a face on it. And it looks like it's talking to you. And kids can...
Wait, is it white with like a black screen?
No, it's blue.
Okay, never mind then.
No, but anyway, it's actually cute. It's got a sweet little face and it's got arms and everything. And it's designed to interact with children to help them learn, to help them become more social, you know, ask questions, have conversations,
to kind of
stuff.
Like for a kid to figure out their voice.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, and kids have grown attached to their little Moxie. Well, unfortunately, because this is the real world, the company is going out of business. They've run out of funding. It's very expensive to run these little Moxie robots.
Yeah.
And they've run out of money.
Okay.
So they sent an email out to people who have purchased this $700 Moxie robot and said, so we know your kids have gotten super attached and we love it. We're glad that we've been able to be part of their lives, but you're going to need to break the news to them that Moxie is going to die.
God. Where are we? Is this real life?
When we completely run out of money, Moxie will stop operating.
Yeah.
And their friend will be gone.
Yeah, I think one thing that people don't realize is the amount of power and computing power it takes to generate AI. Like AI isn't just a program.
Yeah.
Like it's more than
super
that.
Expensive in the servers and the cloud and all the things.
But can you imagine then that idea of having to have a conversation with a small child? Like
some parents have.
Death is awful to deal with a family. Like that is a real big deal.
And that is what's really happening. Like some parents have been videoing when they break the news to their kid and they are heartbroken. And this one father is like holding his daughter and he's like, I know. I'm so sad too. Just go spend as much time as you can with Moxie now while she's still here. It's like,
do you realize,
go hold grandma's hand.
Oh my God.
It's so sad.
That here we are in 2024, almost 2025, and parents are being asked to go break the news that your toy is dying. That'd be like if honey, Barbie's no longer gonna be with us.
Barbie's
your Nintendo will know is you know what I mean?
When you pick Barbie up, she'll melt and just Barbie wasn't interactive, but we made her interactive. But when I went to go pick her up, she just crushed into dust.
Yeah, just
they're like, what happened?
Thanos snapped away.
Kinda.
God, it's like trying to tell a kid, first of all, that your kid is bonded with a toaster.
Yeah.
And now you have to tell it that this toaster, this little toaster that had, and I blame, you know what else?
The little toaster that could.
Yeah, I blame Pixar. I think Pixar made everything cute and had personality.
It sounds just like a Pixar movie.
This is a Disney. Holy crap.
Pixar
this is
needs
a Disney.
To pick this up.
This is straight up Disney.
Yeah.
Because Disney loves sad. Oh, they love
sad. There's always a dead parrot.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Oh, the parent was AI, and then AI died, and then you have to learn how to interact with humans again.
I don't mean to laugh because it's awful, but it's just so insane.
It really is. I mean, we are living. We don't have flying cars necessarily like they promised us, like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But we
have.
Or
the little food pellets from George Jetson.
Like the things we do and don't have. This is still. This AI thing is crazy to me. It is absolutely.
It is. And it's starting. It really is. You know, people joke about the one that responded that it wanted its user to die.
Yeah. Did you see the other one? The little robot that went into the room and led the other robots out of the.
Oh, yeah.
Led them away.
Just like basically led them all to walk off the job. Yeah. So people joke about stuff, but we've all seen iRobot.
I know.
Just watched Subservience with Megan Fox, where she's a robot.
Oh, wait, real.
They are going to turn on us.
All right, I have to admit something.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was on there. The Megan Fox robot movie.
Yes.
Now, okay, I saw Megan, the little girl one, and that was creepy. It could have been better.
That was one too. Okay. Yeah, Megan.
It could have been a lot creepier, but I thought they did a good job. But then I saw that they did the Megan Fox one, and I was like, and then you said about how you watched it and that it got
pretty sexy.
Yeah, it got sexy. So I decided I would check it out. Now, I didn't want to watch the whole thing. I just thought I would scan it, you know, maybe see where the sexy was.
Yeah.
So I scanned to some sexy, and I said, oh, yeah, look at that. That's good times. And then I stopped it. Well, I forgot that with Netflix, it'll show you what you're like. Do you want to continue watching?
So your wife is like, excuse me?
It was like the Great British Bake Off and something else. And then, you only watched half of Subservient, huh?
Was it that bad? Well, it was just awful. I couldn't watch anymore.
That was like, there's other ones like that, but they're like,
And if I learned anything from that movie is don't reset your robot, because that's when they...
Oh, that's when she became aware, and like that's when they
turn on
rewrite their code.
Yeah.
Oh, Megan Fox, that's nice. Is she still pregnant with a new? Is she still having MGK's baby?
She is, even though they broke up.
Oh, good. Oh, those two kids.
That's a whole nother trail we could go down.
Oh, that's a terrifying thought. But yeah, I saw that movie, and did that ever hit the theater?
Subservience. I don't know if it may have been straight to Netflix. I'm not sure.
Oh. It just,
but
it,
I mean, was, it's not a bad movie, it's actually. Oh. It's just.
So I should watch more than just.
It's just don't.
Wait.
The best part is because basically the story of it is his wife is sick.
Right.
And he has to take care.
Or
well, she has a heart condition, a heart thing. She's waiting on a heart transplant.
Oh, okay.
So she's in the hospital and he's like a big construction contractor and he needs help taking care of their 8-year-old daughter and a newborn child.
Got it.
So he goes to get this robot because everybody has them these days.
Sure.
And he goes to get one and he's looking at different ones and his daughter wanders off and meets the Megan Fox robot and she's super sweet and everything. She's like, Daddy, can we get this one? And he's like, okay, takes it home. Well, then he brings it with him to the hospital and the look on his wife's face when he sees which robot he picked out is priceless.
It's like I picture a sea of fives. you know what I mean? Like it's all unattractive.
Oh no!
And then there's the Megan Fox version.
Right.
Oh, that's the one you picked, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, really?
What?
Really? You take that back right now.
Yeah, I can see that coming. It is actually that's the most real life thing they could have done in that movie is like the wife being pissed, like really,
you got
the hot one, huh?
Yeah, she made like some comment about I thought you were going to get a homely one,
yeah,
or the British nanny or something like that.
That is, I will say that so far they haven't made any hot robots yet. Elon's got his Optimus Prime, whatever one that doesn't
that you know of.
That we know.
You've seen out on the market.
Oh, that is true. There's probably a lot we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that amazing note, I think that's going to wrap.
What do you want for Christmas, Maddie?
I want a Megan Fox robot. No, I don't. I don't want that. No, it's bad. It's bad. It's very bad. I want the one that looks like me.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, I don't even know. I want one without a head. Oh, no, that sounds bad, too. All right. That's enough. I'm going to stop talking. Thank you for listening to the Simon Says Podcast. Podcast 251. Make sure you like, subscribe, download, share, all that stuff. And we will talk to you all next. Well, yeah, we will talk to you next week.
Yes.
And who's out next week?
And rest in peace, Moxie.
Oh, God, Moxie. Sorry.
We barely knew you. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.